Well, good morning. It's good to see you all. Are you having a nice day today?
Yes.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. Let me ask you guys a question. Do you like to watch TV?
Yes.
What are some of the favorite shows that your mommy and daddy let you watch? Care Bears? Okay, I remember Care Bears. Caillou. I don't know that one. Do you know that one?
I like Sesame Street.
Oh, Sesame Street. I think most of us know what Sesame Street is, right? Are you like Cinderella? Oh, that's good. Cinderella's fun. Oh, really? Well, you want to know what one of Uncle Daniel's favorite TV shows is? I actually like watching the History Channel. Well, it's not a show, but it's a channel. Oh, yeah? And you know what? There was this one really interesting show that I watched, and it was called Life After Man. Uh-huh. Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, you even watched Adam and Eve. Well, that's good. Well, let me tell you about this show real quick. The show kind of was about what would happen if all of a sudden every human being on this planet disappeared. What would happen to the world as we know it? Doesn't that sound interesting? And so they went day by day. What would happen to our homes? What would happen to our cars? What would happen to our streets, the animals? What would happen to all these things that we use and take for granted? Yeah, what would happen to the church building? And it was interesting. I don't remember all of it, but I'll try to kind of give you a brief. That's right. They said after one day, you know what would happen? Most of the lights in all of our cities would turn off. Do you know why? Oh, it didn't turn off, huh? Oh. Oh, people can see what you're doing, huh? That's right. Well, after one day, all the lights would go out because all of the power stations would run out of fuel. And so after one day, we would have no more lights. And that's for most of the world.
And those lights turn off.
That's right. That light would turn off and those lights would turn off. That's right. We'd have no more power after just one day. So they're telling me the story. It's all right. There would be nobody playing music anymore, too, because all the people would be gone, according to this show, right? Yeah, huh? Well, basically what would happen is the world as we know it would actually would disappear. The cars would rust down to their base metals. The buildings would eventually fall apart. Even our beautiful church here, if nobody was to maintain it, after a few years, the grass would start growing through the ground. The roof would start to fall apart. And so basically the world as we know it would be swallowed up by nature. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's right. Even the bunk beds in your house would probably start to come down. That's right. If nobody was there to take care of it, it would all fall apart. That's right. Yours is hardwood, though, huh? It won't fall down. Okay. Well, basically, the point I'm trying to get to is in this show, there was one example that they gave that was really, really interesting. They talked about the one last thing, one last man-made thing that would probably exist. Yeah, and do you know what it was? Let me show you a picture here. Do you know what this is?
It's a David inside of a spaceship.
No, I'm sorry. This is, can you guys recognize what this is? I'm sorry, Uncle Daniel ran out of color ink, so he had to do everything in black and white. But do you know what this is here? That's right. I heard somebody there who knows of this. This is the Hoover Dam. Now, the Hoover Dam is on the mainland in a state called Nevada, and it's one of the largest dams in the world. Oh, yeah? That's good. Now, do you see what the dam does? It holds all this water back from flowing down in this valley. I know it looks black, but it's actually supposed to be water. And what happens is they let water come through very slowly. No, it's water. It's black, yes, but it's supposed to be water. And again, Uncle Daniel didn't have color ink in his printer, so it's black and white. There is another picture behind it, and that's what goes along with it. Maybe I'll give it to you after. You can color it. Does that sound good? Well, basically, this would be one of the few remaining man-made structures left after everything had broken down. In fact, this dam here, they said, could run without human beings for hundreds of years, providing power to the city of Las Vegas for hundreds of years. Yeah, huh? Did you? Oh, that's cool. Are there a lot of lights there? Do they need a lot of electricity? Uh-huh. That's good. They all want to have a conversation with me. It's wonderful. That's good. Yeah, that's right. You know what? Okay. I think they know me too well. Did you know that everybody else is listening to your conversation? Okay. Well, basically, this thing would last for hundreds of years, providing power to this city without any human beings needed to get involved, except for one thing. It would break down in 1 year, not because of any type of malfunction, but because of something very small. Do you know what this is?
A snail.
It looks like a snail, doesn't it? It's actually called a mussel, and it's a freshwater shellfish. I know. It's called a mussel. Sounds like the same thing this thing is, but it's actually a little shellfish. And these tiny little mussels would actually break down this very big dam. And do you know how it would do that? It would get caught in the cooling vents, which actually sucks water into this dam here to cool down the generators. And these little things would grow in the cooling vents until finally those cooling vents couldn't suck any more water anymore. And so what would happen is this big dam here would break down because of these tiny little mussels. Isn't that interesting? Very interesting. Very small, and yet they can make a big impact. Did you know that God likes to make big impacts with very small things? You didn't know that? That's why I'm telling you. And you know what? I have a Bible text here that I want to share with you about that. That's right. Mosquitoes are very small, but they make a very big, itchy place, right? Oh, that's right, huh? Sometimes they're very hard to catch. Mm-hmm. You have bugs in your house and your bed? Oh, yeah. Was the bug very small? Yes. Yes? Well, let me just read the Bible text, okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, and the bugs had some blood in them, huh? Yeah, they do like to do that, like mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a centipede. Centipedes are pretty small, too. But let me read this Bible text to you about small things that God can make big impacts with. Oh, you cut the centipede, huh? Okay. Well, it says here, this is Psalms 127, starting with verse 3. It says, "Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." Now, I know that many of you are small, right, compared to the big adults. But you want to know something? The Bible tells us that if you let God use you, He can use you like an arrow to make an attack upon Satan, to make attack upon evil. Do you want to stop Satan? Is that a good thing? Of course. And do you want God to use you to stop Satan, to stop evil in the world? Yes, of course. But the thing is, you have to be willing. And I think when you say, "Yes, Jesus, I want you to use me to make, even though I'm small, to make a big impact in my church and in my family and in my community and even in the world," God can make you a spiritual bullet, yes. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, you pray to God by yourself. That's very good. Well, you know what? I know God can use each one of you, and if you're willing, and you say, yes, Jesus, I want to be used, He can do a powerful thing. Now, you know, at this time, I want to pray for you. Okay, so let's bow our heads and let's ask Jesus to use you in a powerful way. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, we thank you so much that you use even small things, that you can use even children to make a large impact in the world. And I just ask, Lord, that you'd use these children here this morning, that you'd use their lives to be a witness, to be a powerful testimony to your goodness and your love. And I know, Lord, that they can have an impact in their families and in this society when they say, when they allow you to work in their lives, to be that wonderful spiritual arrow that can defeat the forces of evil and Satan. Again, thank you so much, Lord. Be with us and be with these children the rest of this Sabbath. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for all the fun conversation. We'll talk, at lunch. Okay?
Bye.